All right. Well, thanks for listening. That went by fast.
I know.
Fine. Oh, wait, we have to do all the stuff. We have to
right. say all the stuff. Patreon.com/potpsychology.
What if I put this in the front?
Okay.
Okay.
You know, a lot of other podcasts really are very kind of like, I'm this and you're that and we're this.
Should we say that?
Okay.
Okay. Are we just going to like wing it? Wait. No. Okay. Wait.
Hi, welcome to Pot Psychology. I'm Rich.
No, I think we shouldn't say it like that. I think it should be like, hi, I'm Tracy Egan Morrissey. So, but I don't like that because it doesn't sound like me. Like, I'm just going to say it like it's for me.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm
Egan
Rich.
Egan Morrissey.
And I'm Rich.
Wait, let's start over. I'm Tracy Egan Morrissey.
And I'm Rich Joswiak.
And this is our podcast.
Pot Psychology.
What do we do? What is it about?
Well, you'll see. You know?
I have a special announcement to make. We have a special announcement to make.
Okay.
We surpassed 1 million downloads.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My car got booted.
Right. What do you, what, yeah, tell, please. Because she's been upset about this, but I said, say, you know, save it.
My car got
monetize
booted.
It.
My car got, I woke up on Monday morning, my car was booted.
Why?
Unpaid parking tickets.
Unpaid parking tickets.
I knew it was coming. Like, I knew that if I didn't get my shit together, that it would be coming soon.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it's, you know, my fault. I know it's my fault. 100%, it's my fault. It was stupid. I shouldn't have let it get to that point, but it did. Paying parking tickets just isn't a priority for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will be now moving forward.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been in the past because in the past I've let them go and then I pay them, mm-hmm. you know, but like this time they've really built up mm-hmm. and then there's all these added fines on top of them. So basically now I owe twice as much as I would have. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say how much?
Yeah, I have the list actually. All my infractions.
It's a really long list.
It's a really long list, and it's
so
like...
So are you just constantly parking in the wrong place?
No, not constantly, but, you know, here's the thing. If you get a street cleaning ticket, if you get two a month, it's still cheaper than parking in a garage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have a no parking street cleaning, and then this is bad. I have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tickets for inspection sticker missing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from when I got my new car. The inspection was in New Jersey and not in New York. And so I had to do a New York inspection. And I thought I'd just be able to fight these, but then I just didn't do it. So that's a lot. That's like half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from 1 week. Actually, it was from like over the course of a couple days. I got, and then I have like no standing. Failed to display muni meter receipt. I thought I could get away with just running in the store,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't.
How many times do you think you get away with that though? Like,
that's the only ticket I ever got for it ever
right.
in my
and
life.
You've been doing it regularly,
all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I'm just running in the store,
right?
Because it's just such a pain in the ass, especially in the wintertime. Like, you have to go over and get the thing. Although there is an app now, but the app is often broken.
Mm-hmm.
No standing commercial meter zone. That's when I got my hair done in Soho, and I didn't feel like it was cheaper than getting a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Except not now, because then it ended up being $175 after all the late fees and stuff.
Right.
No
Seems
standing.
Like your math was off.
My math. Oh, God, you know? Of course it is. And then there's boot fees for $321 that I have to pay. So the total amount is $2,423.35.
How did you think this was going to end?
I thought I would just pay it.
I see.
And because I've had this amount of in tickets before,
uh-huh.
and I've paid it down.
Uh-huh.
And I have been on a payment plan. That's the thing. And the payment plan, though, was so bullshit. I started the payment plan in the summer, in August, and they made it so that my payments were $29 a month. And it wasn't even.
Were they collecting interest on that, too?
Yeah. And yeah. And I wasn't allowed to pay more than that, because if I paid more than that, then I'd come out of the program. And they're like, oh, you're no longer in a financial hardship.
Uh-huh.
So it was it wasn't even making a dent
right.
in any of this ticket thing. So I did that since August. And then something happened and I guess I missed a payment, but like I would always get an email when it was time for a payment and then I'd click on the thing and then I'd pay it. And apparently I missed it and I missed one and they put the boot on my car.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll pay it, whatever. So I called the phone number. There's a phone number on the sticker that's mm-hmm. that they put on my window. Mm-hmm. Called the phone number. They were like very rude and they were like, no, you can't pay this. And I was like, why? And I tried to pay online too, because there's a QR code and it said your case is on hold. So I called the phone number and they were like, yeah, it looks like your case is on hold. And I was like, well, what does that mean? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. And she's like, you're going to have to go to the Department of Finance and speak to the administrative attorney. And I was like, what? Why? Why?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, so I have to go there in person? And she said, yes.
Uh-huh.
So I did that, got put my clothes on, got dressed, went downtown. And I show up at the Department of Finance and the guy working at the main desk, at the boot desk, was so nice. The two people that were working there were so nice. And also the security guards are all very nice and I've seen them a lot now.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I'm so sorry, she's not here today. I was like, you only have one. And also in my head, I kept calling an executive administrative attorney. It's like, you only have one administrative attorney? That's crazy. This is Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, and my choice was to go to Manhattan because I thought that Brooklyn would be too busy because more people have cars in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was true. There was like no one there, but this fucking bitch I don't think she was the administrative attorney actually. Well, maybe she was. Does administrative attorney mean that they just do the administrative stuff and they're not the actual attorney?
I have no idea.
She's doing administrative stuff and she did not come off as an attorney to me. And I don't think an attorney would be doing the kind of stuff that she was doing because mm-hmm. it just seemed like a lot of paperwork. She was so mean. But so anyway, I was like, fine, I'll come back tomorrow. So then I came back and I was like, you know, bright eyed, bushy tailed early in the morning. I had to wait and not for very long. It was like maybe like 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then finally I went up and there's characters in there. It is crazier than the DMV at right. the Department
DMV
of Finance.
DMV is quite a carousel. Of,
right.
I mean, but it's actually, I mean, it's amazing because I went to the one that's on like 33rd and 9th or something like that, or maybe 10th.
Uh-huh.
And it was extremely efficient.
Oh, okay.
Like it was fine. They almost gave me problems about my social security card, which is kind of like chewed up.
I don't even have one.
But the one... The woman that I had was great. And she was like, whatever. She was like, I can read this. Cause somebody came over actually when she was like, and I've gotten like feedback on my, cause I usually carry it around my wallet for some reason.
Don't do that. Cause your wallet gets stolen.
I know. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
They were like about the social security guard. And she was like, no, I can read it. I was like, thank God for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I went in today, then the lady calls me up and immediately, actually, I filmed some of this.
Hi.
From yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The administrative attorney's in there.
Good. Wait, where do I go?
Oh, right there.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Good morning.
What
are we here for today?
I have a boot on my car.
Did you stop at the front desk to the boot company?
I did.
And what happened?
They said that, well, and I tried to pay online as well, and they said that there's a hold. Excuse me?
Your plate blocked?
It said that, I don't know, it just said there's a hold.
Wait, she's talking to you still?
Yeah, she just keeps cutting. She asked me a question and then she cuts me off.
And it said I had to see the administrative attorney. And my license?
Okay, so then she had me fill out this paperwork. I filled out all the paperwork. I came back. So I was like, well, what do I have to pay to get my... She's like, this is what's due. And she read like the whole bill, like 2000 whatever. And I was like, do I have to pay that right now? And she's like, yes. And I was like, I have to pay that whole thing right now. And because I know that there's no way. And she was like, well, you have to pay a down payment if you want your boot off. And she's like, and then you have to get set up with a payment plan. But we don't do that here. And I was like, well, what do you do here? It's the Department of Finance.
Yeah.
And she was like, we don't do that. And she's like, you're on a hardship program. And I was like, well, I don't need to be on a hardship program. I just want a regular ass payment plan.
Yeah.
The hardship program was like $29 a month. And it was just like, it's a way to bleed poor people for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to pay this in like maybe 4 installments or something. And she's like, oh, okay, fine. I can do that. So then she started filling out all the paperwork and I filled out paperwork. And then finally she was like, oh, I can't do this. And I was like, why? And she's like, you have an issue with the DMV, scoff law. And I was like, scoff law? What's that? I actually, scoff law I know is a ska band, but Scofflaw, I don't know what that
actually... S-C-O-F-F-L-A-W?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it meant that I skipped court. And I was like, I never had a court date. That's crazy. And she's like, well, that's what it is. And you have a hold on registration. So then I went to DMV. She gave me directions. The directions were incorrect. So I walked to the DMV and I went in there and they couldn't have been nicer. They were so nice. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I don't understand why you have a hold on your license. It doesn't make any sense. You have no issues in New York.
Right.
And then they finally found out. Then the supervisor had to come over. They said, oh, okay. It turns out that you didn't pay a toll. It was like a $10 toll in Massachusetts over the summer. Mm-hmm. And this is when my Easy Pass got wonky.
But if you have the Easy Pass, then like usually like you just...
They take it out. That's what I thought. I thought they would just take it out of my Easy Pass.
Right.
And apparently that's not what happened. They issued me a court date, which I did not know about. So then they put a hold on my registration. I haven't been like pulled over or anything since then. And I've not had to like, you know, get anything done with my car. So I had no idea that I had a hold on my registration. The guys at the DMV, you have to see the nails of the supervisor at the DMV. He's a man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
They were so nice. They were like, yeah, just pay this and it'll get lifted. And I was like, okay, but like, when will it get lifted? Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, just show them the receipt at Department of Finance and it'll be fine. And I was like, okay, listen, this lady mm-hmm. is not going to do that. And they were like, no, she should. And they were like, that's all you have to do. So I paid the thing. I took a picture of my receipt. I went there and she just started in with me immediately. Like, I think she was surprised that I came back, mm-hmm. first of all, and that I had taken care of it. And there was no way she was going to be working with me today. Like, mm-hmm. she did everything in her power to make sure that my car did not get unbooted today. So I was like, all right, I took care of it. I paid the thing, whatever. I have the receipt. And the DMV told me that it's fine. And she's like, the DMV doesn't tell me what to do. I don't work for the DMV. Oh my God. I was like, okay. And she kept like talking about stuff that I had no idea what she was talking about. It was like real inside baseball Department of Finance bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like she was like, you got to call the boot company and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who? Who do I have to? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't understand what she was talking about. So she's like, well, it still says you have a scoff on my computer. And I was like, yeah, but they said, and she's like, I don't care what they said. It's on the computer. And that's blah, 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 blah. And I was like, is there someone else I can speak to? And that infuriated her.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even mean like a manager. I meant like in a different department. Like,
right.
Can I go talk to the boot people?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the boot people will be more sympathetic or like, you know, I can talk to the DMV. And I was like, and she's like, I don't know why I even said for you to see the administrative attorney to begin with. And I was like, me neither. And then I was like, when's my car going to get towed? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, go talk to them. And she pointed me at the front desk people. I'm like, why the fuck would the front desk people know? They hand out tickets
yeah.
like at a deli counter.
Yeah.
You
should report her for being abusive.
Oh, she sucked. I have to go back there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'll see her again.
Right. Just get her name and stuff.
Yeah. She wasn't wearing a name tag. And I think it's because she's such a rotten bitch.
Right.
And I was just like laughing, thinking to myself, like, they have this bulletproof wall in front of her for a reason, because
mm-hmm.
I can so see someone who's like on the edge, you know, and she could push them right over and I could see someone trying to come back and kill her.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just how nasty she was. And being nasty to people who, like, first of all, for the most part, couldn't afford to pay their parking tickets.
Right.
So that's the reason why they have this issue. And booting the car is just another whole other expense, because I still have to pay like a $320 thing for the boot
fee. Yeah.
And so then she said it was going to get towed. And I was like, how much is the tow going to be?
Yeah.
Because when I've been towed before, it's been like $400, $500.
What a racket. That's ridiculous.
It's such a racket.
That is not worth that money. That's just a way of taking money from people.
There's one time I got a ticket I left my car somewhere because I was too drunk to drive home. And I got a ticket, and in the middle of the night, they come and they put a boot on for 2 hours, and you have a 2 hour window to get the boot off. And if you don't get the boot off, then they come back and they tow you.
Like a physical challenge, like get the boot off.
Isn't it crazy? And
yeah.
So then they charge you for a boot fee and a tow fee.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a $600 day because I was being responsible and not driving home.
Yeah.
So she said that there's nothing I could do. She's like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. And I was like, but please. And she's like, I can't bend the rules for you. I can't bend the rules for everyone. And it made me think when she said that she can bend the rules.
Right.
But she decided that she wasn't going to bend the rules.
Right.
She just decided, like, I'm not. And she's like, you should have paid your tickets. And then she's like, go over there and talk to them about it. So then I went over. At this point, I'm crying. She made me cry. So I go over and I talk to the really nice people at the front desk. And I was like, she told me to come over here and I don't know why. So then he called her And then she came out from behind her desk and she's like, ma'am, I told you. And then she started like screaming at me. And I was like, but I don't know why. What, you told me to come over here. And I don't know why. And she's like, to expedite it. And I was like, to expedite what? What? And then she's like, the towing of your car. And I was like, but I don't want my car towed. Because you can just have, you can just call them up as soon as you pay. You call them up and they come and they take the boot and you don't have to do anything. You don't right. have to move the car or take it anywhere. So,
but have you paid?
They won't let me pay. That's the issue. She wouldn't even let me pay
right.
to get it removed because I have a hold on my registration. So I'm just stuck in this fucking, and it's Massachusetts that did it. Yeah, it's insane. And so like I'm hoping and praying that the lift will be lifted by tomorrow. But if it's not, they said that it could be up to 5 business days. So then I won't have my car in all of that time.
Wow.
And I was like, well, why would you want my car to be expedited to have it towed if you still can't do this for me?
Yeah,
like it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then so then when I left, I was like, she was like, have a nice day, ma'am. And I was like, I'll see you tomorrow.
So you have to go back tomorrow because then the scoff is going to be taken off the record.
If it is, but there's no way for me to check unless I go in person.
Oh my god.
Can you believe that?
You know what I think is weird? No trespassing signs. Like who would possibly be swayed by a no trespassing sign? You know, if you're trespassing, you're trespassing. And if you see a sign, you're like, well, fuck, like, you think anybody would be like, oh, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to like loiter in this building that I don't live in or have any business in?
Maybe there's some kind of law where they have to show that it's no trespassing because maybe someone would be like, oh, I didn't know. And then it's like, no, but we have this sign.
No, no, no. I mean, what you'd be like, oh, you kill somebody and be like, I didn't know.
No.
I don't think trespassing falls under the umbrella of plausible deniability.
Sometimes, like if you're outside.
I'm talking about like, okay, sure. Like there's definitely,
beach,
there are,
beach
yes,
or...
definitely lots. You're right. That is an instance. I'm talking about like clearly demarcated plots of land, abandoned houses. I thought about it because there were no trespassing signs in my friend's building in the common areas. When I went over, and it was
they
like,
probably have junkies coming.
Still, it's like no shit.
The thing that I have up is smile, you're on camera. That's the kind of thing you should put
exactly.
if you don't want someone around.
Totally.
People still fuck around though.
I'm sure they do. And also it's not a lie. No trespassing, no dice. Not when it's obvious.
Judge Judy says trespass.
Trespass. Not when it's obvious. Did you watch Irish Wish?
What's that?
The Lindsay Lohan new Netflix documentary. It's a documentary.
She's Irish.
Yeah, she is. New movie rom-com.
I didn't even know that there was one. I knew she was like back in the news, but I thought it was because maybe her maternity leave was over.
Yeah, no, she signed a deal with Netflix, and I think that this is the second. Because remember, I don't know.
It's not even being suggested to me.
Yeah, it's weird. They clearly released it in time for St. Patrick's Day. They released it on Friday, and. It in the movie, basically, like she acts like it's a body switch movie, but it's not.
Oh.
It's she makes a wish that she's with this guy. She's this guy's editor. Okay. Never any kind of question about a power dynamic or whatever.
That worked out.
He's the superstar writer that she's into. But that he ends up with one of her friends and they get married and then they're getting married in Ireland because he's an Irish author. And this is definitely for a movie for just people who are like wet for Ireland. You know, those people,
yeah,
it's like
my
a
whole
class,
family.
You know, people that they just like Irish stories and mm-hmm. stuff and like Circle of Friends and stuff.
I love Circle of Friends, actually.
I do not love Circle of Friends.
I love
but
Circle
But I would
of
want, like,
the book
I know
is
I
great.
Look like a rhinoceros in, on, the, on soundboard? The soundboard. Yeah. Yeah. So then she goes and it's magic. It's a magic movie. She encounters, well, she's kind of like a babushka leprechaun lady, like a
okay.
leprechushka
Kate
or
Bush?
Something. No, no. But like kind of like she has a kerchief on and she's a woman of the forest, middle-aged woman of the forest who grants wishes, but is like, be careful what you wish
it?
For. I don't even know.
Not when I'm famous.
Not in my world. Let's see. So she grants wishes. As if you sit on this chair, and Lindsay Lohan or Lohan, I played that video,
yes.
Right? Yes, Lohan or Lohan, and you could say either because she says either. She makes a wish on a chair, and then this lady pops out. And is like, okay, I'll grant your wish, but like, be careful what you wish for. So Lindsay Lohan wakes up in bed the next day with the author, and she does like a kind of like, like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? What's going on thing? And it's like, you just wished it. You just wished it. There are a lot of pratfalls.
Okay.
But I have some clips to give you an example, to give you just
is this good? Do you recommend it?
No. But it was kind of funny, and it was fun to laugh at, but it's, you'll see, it's just so bland. It's crazy.
Yeah, if they're going to invest money in her, why not get like an actual project?
Also, like the movie looks great. It's like, it's like Hallmark writing with like a
great cinematography,
decent sized rom-com budget. Like, I would guess 20 to 30 million easy.
Wow.
It just looks really good. And there's like sweeping shots of the Emerald Isle, you know.
Hey, this is so exciting.
We are so proud of you. Thank you for coming.
Oh, where's the scarf I gave you to wear?
I think it's somewhere in Brooklyn by now.
How'd that happen?
Freak accident. I totally get if you never want to loan me anything ever again.
Don't worry about it, Maz. That scarf was a sample from what?
Was a what?
Sample from work. And that's delivered like a punchline.
Yeah. That scarf. Wow, this is actually unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
That's like the worst line reading ever. Who's like the love interest? Is it a
it's
famous
her.
Guy?
Oh, not in my world. Well, it's two love interests, because when she first gets to Ireland in her timeline,
has a crush on, and then the guy she falls in love
with. The author, Paul Kennedy, is played by Alexander Vlahos. He's the Irish writer.
Oh, he's cute.
He's okay. He's kind of sexless in the movie.
Oh.
And then this is the photographer, played by Ed Spiers, that she encounters when she first gets there, clearly has a thing with, and then they find each other again, even in this alternate timeline. You know,
alternate timeline.
I mean, she makes a wish, and then all her whole reality, she's been like, she gets asked how she was proposed to, and she doesn't know because she wasn't there for it. And she's like, yeah, it's very switched body. It's like Freaky Friday, but St. Patrick's Day fell on a Friday. St. Patrick's Friday.
Quieten down, everyone. My darling husband, Sean, has the floor.
Thank you, darling. May your hearts be light and happy. May your smiles be big and wide. And may your pockets always have a coin or two inside.
No worries there, Maddie. You're marrying a Kennedy.
Sláinte.
Sláinte.
You're drinking Guinness now, buddy.
I'm acquiring a taste for it.
That's it. That's the joke or whatever.
Remember when she said that, like,
so that could be
glycerin. She blamed like herself having a miscarriage for why she couldn't make it to film the Oprah her Oprah reality show that day. It was like her big excuse that she used, and it's
that was
like,
an amazing show.
It was such a good show.
I would rewatch that.
I would rewatch.
Wawu.
Ooh,
yeah.
We should.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She used an excuse that she was having a miscarriage, and it's like
that show is crazy.
But
it
like,
just it never gets off the ground, really.
It doesn't ever.
Bobby's like looking for Lindsay.
She like finally gets an apartment, and then like she can't put all her clothes away, so there's just boxes everywhere all the time.
Doesn't
she's
Oprah
just
intervene
chaos.
And they show like the Oprah behind the scenes of the interview that she did?
Yes, Oprah has to intervene, and that's when she that's when she confesses that she was having a miscarriage.
She and then she
which
says
was,
she
I believe was a lie.
I mean, she seems like she's a compulsive liar,
right,
on the show. She's just lying and lying and lying. The part where she said that she could count on her hand the number of times she did coke.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Linz.
Yeah.
It's not even to shame you, but
no.
Come on.
Right. Exactly.
Come on. That's Irish wish.
I have an update on the Manses.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Cynthia Manns got on TikTok last night. and she gave an update on Natalia, and it's very vague, and I have a feeling that it's intentionally
because
vague.
Because you watch the show.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to touch base and give an update about our page. When we created this page, we created it for the man's clan, which is why it says the man's clan. That means my husband as the head, me as the wife, all of our children as a whole. We wanted to let you guys know that Natalia is no longer active on this page or any other TikTok page. She has decided to leave social media. So we just wanted to give an update and let you guys know what's going on in our lives. We just uploaded a bunch of pictures with our little children and our grandchildren. Today is our grandson's 4th birthday, so we're hanging out. Tomorrow I will probably go live and give more updates. We love you guys so much.
Show teasers. And
I think it's a commercial. I think that the production company was probably like, people are like asking too many questions on social, because they left it so crazy.
Oh,
the
totally.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then someone said, so is Natalia no longer with you all? And she said, no, ma'am. But she's
then
living.
What was the, there's more.
That's so sad.
That.
I wish the best for both of y'all. Natalia too. I wish her so much healing from whatever it is. Me too. I've loved her for so long and still do, of course. I'm so sad. I just want to talk to her. It hurts so bad.
Okay.
Prayers for your family. As long as you keep the door open, I'm sure she'll come to you one day. The love will bring her home. She is and always will be my baby. Things change, people change, but the love of God does not. Is Natalia okay? And happy birthday to your grandson. Hello. I'm honestly not sure. And thanks so much. It's so vague.
It's so vague.
It's all for the show, but I think that maybe there was some kind of feelings. Because Natalia is living with that other couple, the couple that was initially going to adopt her, the other little people.
What were they called again? What were their names? I forgot.
The DePauls.
The DePauls.
Yeah. And also I have an update on, it's like kind of like two worlds colliding. Daisy De La Hoya. Remember from Daisy of Love?
Of course. And Rock of Love 2. She won.
Yes. And then remember Darcy's second boyfriend on 90 Day Fiancé, the one that like kind of catfished her with her, like with his certain angle photos. Like he looked really hot in certain angles.
I remember the first one.
You'll remember once you see him. So there's like this kind of crossover. Oh, sorry. Crossover happening now.
You guys remember Daisy De La Hoya from Rock of Love and then Daisy of Love? Apparently, she's allegedly been stalking another reality star, which is concerning for them, but I'm also concerned for her. If you watch 90 Day Fiancé, you know that this is Tom. He was in a situation with Darcy Silva on 90 Day
Fiancé. Darcy looks so normal there.
Darcy looks great.
Apparently, she looks so good there.
In Las Vegas with
he
Daisy.
Also is such
Tom's
a drama queen.
That the first incident that happened back in January, Daisy got all up in his space, sniffed him, and declared her love for him. She's also allegedly always inviting them inside for dinner and like stalking him around the complex.
Definitely Daisy's voice.
Was she naked?
No. I think she was wearing like a scarf and stuff.
And it gets worse. Allegedly, Daisy would show up wherever Tom was in their apartment complex, asking him if he wanted to get a Lyft or an Uber. And then one day, he and his girlfriend were going outside to their car, and Daisy jumped in the back seat and wouldn't get out of the back seat for 20 minutes. They had to call authorities, and this is what happened after.
Daisy's not doing so well.
But he was always a bit of a drama queen. But do you think it was like a situation where like he fucked her and then she just like would not?
It could be, but it's also could just be drugs.
But why? But like, why get obsessed over that guy? I have a feeling that there was an interaction. Like
maybe
there had to have been. He did. He did something that pissed her off.
Not necessarily. There are people that act erratic and glom on to kindness for sure. So, I mean, he may have done something that pissed her off in her reality that has nothing to do with his.
Yeah.
But maybe there was something, you know?
I usually think that a guy, when girls act like that, like when they get, you know, kind of crazy or psycho, it's because, like, guys will, like, accuse women of being crazy or psycho, and it's like, you made me this way, like I'm acting like this because of the way you've been treating me, and well, it's like a response.
Sure, that sometimes happens, and then there's people that are completely unreasonable and do things unprompted.
Often, unless they were complete strangers and they've also never had a conversation.
Acts like that. I mean, I don't think acting like that is any kind of model behavior. Like,
no,
acts
it's
like
not.
That,
but like, it's like she sounds devastated.
I mean,
I feel like he must have love bombed her or some shit.
I don't know. I think that extreme reaction makes me more likely to believe that somebody's just inventing something. Because like that, she's clearly in some kind of world that I don't have access to.
Yeah, he has a type.
He does.
I thought when I saw him
with her, I was like, oh, kind of Daisy, kind of Darcy-esque. Oh, Daisy broke her silence.
Yeah.
What's today. Her sign? Wow.
Yeah.
Update.
The allegations made by Mariah and Tom are inaccurate. As she claims that none of what they stated in their police report happened, at least not the way they described it anyway. She says she's unfamiliar with Mariah and Tom. Oh. And so she definitely didn't declare her love for Tom as they claimed. However, she does say she did believe, amid a mental health episode, as she describes it, that they worked for her celebrity crush, Tom Cruise. Okay, you were right about that.
I mean, give Rock of Love Girls all the compassion, really, but like, let's also keep our wits about us. You know?
She states that she didn't even know Tom shared the first name as the A-lister. So when Daisy was declaring her love for Tom, it was about the action star, not the reality TV personality.
That explanation is even weirder than what she did.
Now I'm thinking that it's a lie.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like they did fuck, and he was like, look, why don't you just say this, that, and the other? Because why would she make
she's
up this?
She's having issues. I've seen footage of Daisy not looking so good in recent interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does she do for a living? Is it like OnlyFans or something?
I don't even know. Does she have an OnlyFans? Like, what does she do for a living?
Mariah and Tom hits Daisy with stalking allegations in a recent police report in which they stated the fellow reality star had been harassing them since January. Now, Daisy does admit she climbed into Tom and Mariah's car, explaining that incident occurred during her episode, which she is now getting help for at a treatment center. While Daisy says she feels badly, she's hurt that her mental health struggles were filmed. I mean, I don't blame them for filming it. Like,
Totally. She's screaming at them in the hallways and stuff. You do that for your own safety.
Right.
Actually, it's a good defense. You turn a camera on somebody and they're freaking out. Like, maybe it'll get... like something will click and they'll be like, I don't want to do this on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people obviously don't have that click, right. But I think some might. It's worth a try.
I mean, I remember seeing video of her like getting out of a car, like totally smashed, like, but like years ago.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. In this interview, she's not, this is with Lacey from the Talk of Love thing. Lacey obviously engages in some drama. One of the recommended videos is the last time I am addressing / responding to this person. Okay, Lacey. I bet you not even 40,000.
Oh, well, at least
people are
that.
Watching. But I am glad that somebody from like within is like talking to people and keeping the historical record.
Right.
I think that's like right.
It's good.
You know? I remember thinking that she was a little bit weird in this one. There's another one that's even weirder, I think.
So I to be honest with you, I really like 12 Pack a lot. He's like such a sweet guy. I thought you and him were really great together.
Wow, is that Daisy? She looks really different.
Watching
there.
It back when you guys left and he was on the airport runway just
looks
like
good.
By himself. Just like
but
so
she doesn't go in the sun, you can
like
tell.
Mm.
She looks like a vampire.
And, like, dumped,
she's
like,
very
like,
vampiric.
Newly dumped, and he's like watching you like fly away into the heavens with the other guy, you know.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
It was funny. It was funny. But what like
I'm not trying to be like loud.
No, it was like
but it's
it was
just like when you look back at it as like it is.
She looks like a non-binary Bushwick person.
It's kind of definitely queer Brooklyn style.
Yeah.
Which is not what you'd expect from
Daisy. Yeah, you would like
perplex the fuck out of
you expect
me.
Boobs and bleached hair and
exactly.
Big lips.
He doesn't seem like not that I know your guy, but he doesn't seem to me like a type of guy that you'd
she doesn't even put on makeup.
I mean, he was eliminated.
Yeah, she didn't put on makeup.
So like why not 12 pack?
She's very fidgety.
Exactly.
12 pack did that to himself.
She seems like a completely different person.
She does.
Like he wasn't gonna be, he didn't want to go.
Do you think that she didn't know it was going to be filmed?
So he's like, I don't know. If you choose Josh,
like, because that's how I would show up to a podcast, you know?
Right. And then surprise, there's a camera.
Flex, then you can
choose. Yeah, just a little weird, you know? Just like, what's up?
Yeah.
But I think she's had like public issues, right? Besides the. Didn't she talk on the show about having formerly done drugs?
I watched.
Yeah.
I watched Daisy of Love, but I don't remember any of it. And I think I only watched like halfway through.
It always, it really surprised me how popular that one was. That was like not my vision of what the best show could have been like that. But who was I to say anything? It was huge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it was just on the strength of the
franchise for sure. I don't know. I felt like Heather should have gotten a show. I always did.
Heather was so good.
Yeah.
Heather was so good.
Yeah.
She's the quintessential Rock of Love girl to me.
I think so.
You know?
Totally.
Like, you think, like, what is, like, the model of a Rock of Love girl?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good luck, Daisy.
Yeah.
Do you see that J-Lo's canceling tour dates?
I did see that. Ticket sales low?
Yeah. Nobody, This Is Me didn't have people running to experience it live. I think she's still playing New York though. Still, it's gonna be 30 shows. Large number of tickets at most of the tour's dates remain unsold, judging by seating charts on Ticketmaster.com. So then, like, she comes and you buy a cheap ticket day of, you know, if you have the night free.
Mm.
That's like the only way to do it, I think. Mm. I think it was like our book club, but I saw like really, really close Madonna tickets for like $300 in total, I think. Day of. Yeah. There's deals.
What is it? Autistic with a question mark. Is that Daryl Hannah?
Oh, it's some 12 autistic people you didn't know were autistic?
Who was in the thumbnail?
It looked like Daryl Hannah to me, yes. Suzanne Boyle, Christopher Nolan, Bill Gates. Is this true?
I mean, I knew that they seem autistic to me.
Elon Musk.
All right, I did not know Daryl Hannah was diagnosed with autism.
Me neither. Okay, 2013. I've battled autism since childhood. This is from NBC. Daryl Hannah, 52, has fought a private battle with autism for years and tells People magazine that when she was a child, doctors wanted to put her in an institution. Her mother refused, but Hannah was horribly shy and felt isolated by her condition, rocking incessantly and feeling that she checked out at school, she told the magazine. She fell in love with the movies and ended up moving from Chicago to LA at just 17 to pursue an acting career. She says she still rocks. Nowadays, acting is like a vacation for my real work as an activist. There really are not any quotes about the autism.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
For listening.
That went by fast.
I know.